You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
February 22, 2021. Hope you had a great weekend. We're off and running on this Monday. And we got a lot of things to cover for you. One of the things I want to bring to your attention right away, because this is going to be critical going forward. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security issuing orders to immigrations and customs enforcement agencies that protect most illegal aliens from arrest and deportation. Listen up. Listen up. This new guidance tells the agents, do not pursue illegal aliens for arrest and deportation until they have been convicted of aggravated felonies against Americans. Those crimes would include rape, murder, child pornography, sexual abuse of a minor, trafficking firearms, and theft. The order requires that they prioritize convicted illegal aggravated felons. That would be a fraction of the U.S. illegal population, now totaling anywhere from 11 million to 22 million. Now, the orders do ensure that in cases where an illegal alien is charged with murder, rape, or child abuse, they are not prioritized for deportation, arrest, and deportation. You hear what's going on? This is not just dealing with sanctuary cities. This is now dealing with sanctuary America, the entire nation, sanctuary territory. Is that what you want for this nation? Well, that's where we're headed. That's exactly where we're headed. We also are looking today again at how the mainstream media, make it state-controlled media now, SCM, is doing its very darn best to ignore Cuomo and the nursing home scandal. I mean, if you saw any of the coverage over the weekend on the state-controlled media about Cuomo and the nursing home scandal, it was by accident. No, they were all on Twitter about Senator Ted Cruz going to Cancun with his daughters and then still turned around and came back and supposedly leaving his dog alone in the house, a little poodle, in the cold, freezing house. Do you get any disconnect with where they are and what's important? Now, dog lovers, I'm one. Sure, we want the dog to be safe and warm too, but dogs could pretty much survive being inside a cold home. But on top of that, there was a security guard. The security guard was taking care of the dog and making sure it had what it needed. Fresh water and food. But Cruz turned around and came back anyway. I said the other day, I don't think it really matters one way or the other if he goes down there, so he can. But of course, they're going to make political hay out of it. He probably did the right thing, said, all right, I just ran down with the girls to get them set up and I'm coming back. I don't know what his intent was. And I don't really care because it doesn't really bother me. What bothers me is that that became a bigger story than nursing home deaths in New York City and New York State because it's a Republican. And the mainstream or now state-controlled media wanted to make sure that story got told, not the one that would make anyone look bad on the left. They cannot get around this Cuomo nursing home issue because many Democrat legislators in New York State, they're not happy with what Cuomo has done. And some of them are signing up and joining on to consider impeaching him. And there has to be a question, will there be any federal prosecution if he was lying to federal investigative agencies and giving false information? But there's another bigger issue. If he did not give us legitimate information at a time when we were trying to understand who was most vulnerable, and he did not report the true number of deaths of the nursing homes, That was information that was vital. We'll get into that story. And leftists also ramping up attacks on Trump supporters. In fact, anyone in the GOP, you know what they're now calling you? If you're a member of the GOP, a Trump supporter, probably even if you're an independent, you might lean to the right. You are terrorist. I mean, they are calling you equivalent to enemy combatants. Do you believe that? I have a hard time believing it. Well, we'll see what happens as we move forward. We got a lot to cover. Gather around, be ready. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. And be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I think we have to keep our eye on the ball here.
Well, it appears we lost that sound clip. We're in the process of relocating the studio, and as you can expect, sometimes some gremlins come in and jump on everything despite our crew's best efforts. What you were going to hear to some extent then was a former Clinton advisor, Richard Goldstein, who was saying, yeah, we need to keep our eye on the ball on what happened in New York and with Cuomo. Yeah, we need to keep our eye on it, but the more important thing is how Trump was handling COVID in the beginning, how he is to be blamed for now 500,000 deaths, all of them at Donald Trump's feet. And Richard Goldstein was saying, you had Trump talking about bleach as a possible way to fight. He never said bleach, not one time. And, of course, you got the hydroxychloroquine, which they tried to say he got people killed by that. They were not using that. They were using a cleanser, a cleaner for an aquarium. And that was really in only one case where, apparently, according to the last report, a woman was trying to kill her husband, said, this will get rid of your COVID for you. The lies continue to persist. You have to get ready for those. And the problem you have to keep in mind, friends, and I know I have some friends that I dearly love, but they only listen to the, quote, mainstream media, or as I now call it, state-controlled media. They're only getting that side. I encourage even you, even if you like this program, you listen to it, and I'd love to have you, I always encourage you to always listen to other sources. Check off against what you hear with me. I never tell anyone just, this is the Bible and believe every word I say. I'm going to give you the truth, but I also encourage you to do your own research. You're smart, you're intelligent, But the problem is, on the left, they just simply want to buy the lie on a constant basis. And in response to Richard Goldstein and what he was trying to say, we had Mark Thiessen, who was a Fox contributor, who tried to battle back on some of those remarks.
I'm not mocking a single person who lost, but we can't ignore the 500,000 Americans, many of whom needn't have died had Donald Trump not considered coronavirus.
You're deflecting.
Hop in here, Mark.
You know what? Orange Man Bad isn't the answer to every question. I'm sorry, Richard. The reality is that Governor Cuomo right now is fighting with other Democrats who are calling him out for his absolute abject failure in the fight against COVID. And it was the Democratic Attorney General of the state of New York that listed the... Hold on, Richard. I let you talk. Let me talk. It was the Democratic Attorney General of the state of New York that issued the report that showed that he had dramatically undercounted the number of deaths in New York nursing homes.
And that is a big issue. And it is a big issue on several levels. Let's backtrack briefly and set the stage for you again. The New York Post had reported earlier this month that Melissa Nerosa, Cuomo's top aide, in a phone conversation with Democrat lawmakers, because they knew they were speaking to their friends, said, yeah, we did withhold numbers from members of the legislature for fear of, quote, the numbers being used against us. Used against us? What, because you were covering up how many were dead, or because you didn't properly take care of them, or because Cuomo had issued an order back in March that nursing homes had to take and keep COVID-positive patients, putting them right in the midst of other elderly, vulnerable patients, basically putting them in a petri dish, basically putting them on, because many did die, and we were told, well, yeah, we had a difficult time.
We had
maybe 9,000. We now know the number was not 9,000. It was 15,000 plus. Could be 20. We don't know. The numbers are still being moved around. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, John Dukakis, who served as an acting U.S. Attorney General for the Justice Department Civil Rights Division, said that the admissions from the Cuomo top aide, quote, and I'm going to quote again, were not merely negligent, but intentional, perhaps criminal. That's very big, isn't it? Do you not think that would be a big, big story? Well, of course, unless you are the
device not registered.
You are the fluffer for Andrew Cuomo on the CNN and other mainstream MSNBC and so forth networks. They just want to ignore it as much as they can. And yet it's blowing up in their face because they've got other Democrats who are also calling it out. Because they think something's underway. The New York State Assembly can vote to impeach a governor by a simple majority. That would send the case to the state Senate for trial. Now, unlike the U.S. Constitution, the New York State Constitution does not include specific guardrails to define impeachable conduct, according to some of the experts. But impeachment is a possibility. And New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim, who said, I think Cuomo did abuse his powers to hide life and death information from the Department of Justice, and that prevented lawmakers from legislating, like fully repealing corporate immunity for nursing homes. That is an impeachable offense. Kim is a Democrat. He is, let me repeat again, he is a Democrat. Now, yes, he and Cuomo have had their odds and battles, and in fact, Kim said Cuomo called him up the other day and berated him and said basically tried to bully him. But even New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, not good friends with Cuomo, said, look, Cuomo does that a lot. He likes to bully people. And others have said the same thing over and over again. And in fact, Bill de Blasio was asked again today, where's he going with this? He said, I think we need a full investigation. New York City Mayor de Blasio said, I am not talking to Cuomo. No, I do not accept his explanation. There needs to be a full investigation. We need to get the whole truth, make sure nothing like this ever happens again. But the defenders continue to insist
Yeah, we had a problem. I want to see, can we get that Richard Goldstein bike that we were going to had problem with in the beginning? I want you to hear from him again, because this is a former Clinton advisor. And here's how he described what he thinks should be paramount, should be of a major interest to you. You listen, you judge.
I think we have to keep our eye on the ball here about what did and didn't happen in New York. If there's something that needs to be investigated, so be it. But we all remember Andrew Cuomo, day after day, abide by CDC guidelines.
Well, it bailed out again. We're trying to get the guy, we're trying to give him his time on the air, but I guess the equipment is smarter than some of those listening. They say, shut him off, he's not worth listening to. And he says, yeah, it's important we go by the guidelines. But again, they want to say, all, thank him nine, we have now approaching or at that 500,000 death mark. More than our wars combined, supposedly. And they're using that as more propaganda. But the other side of it is, while they're doing that, while they're giving excuses and trying to pin everything on Trump, the fact that Cuomo and his order and his group and his staff were withholding information is very important. I want you to hear from Mark Thiessen, the Fox contributor, as to why keeping that information hidden is very important. And we're not just talking a legalistic issue. We're not talking about a criminal prosecution. There's something greater at stake here.
It's not that he lied to the Justice Department, though he did. That's a serious thing. It's that in real time, back in May, when Washington public health officials were desperately trying to understand the virus, who does it attack? Where is it? Where is it attacking people? Who's dying? How do we stop it? He fed them with bad information. He gave them bad intelligence about how the virus was acting in the state of New York and in the city of New York. That's like giving false intelligence to battlefield commanders in the time of war. And he gave that bad information to them for months. And why is that important? Because we now know, because of genetic testing, that the New York strain that came from travelers from Europe is the one that infected the entire country. It was the majority of cases in Texas, the majority of cases in Alaska, the majority of cases in Louisiana, all across the country were the New York strain that came out of New York. And he impeded our efforts nationally to fight the virus by giving false information to public health officials, lying to public health officials in order to cover himself politically. That is an impeachable offense, and he ought to be thrown out of office.
Now, does that also not sound like something needs to be investigated? Let me give you a sample of how this state-controlled media is reacting. I'm looking at the opening page on CNN right now. Let me see. Can I find a story about Cuomo and the nursing home scandal on here? I'll give you the short answer. No. The long answer is they have a big headline, Supreme Court allows release of Trump tax returns. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all excited about that. That's going to be big. And they add under it, the move deals a massive loss to Trump. They just want to continue to beat on the Trump drum. And right under that, several other stories about Trump and the taxes and so forth. And down in the bottom, they kind of do acknowledge the Supreme Court did refuse to take up the Stormy Daniels appeal and the defamation case against Trump. But then they get right back to the Trump taxes, saying that's why he really ran for president. And in the center of their page, they're talking about Merrick Garland. He's facing Senate confirmation, going through questioning. He vows he will prosecute white supremacists and others who attacked the Capitol. And then beyond that, they actually get into the COVID deaths. They label it with an analysis as a tragic milestone as U.S. sees fresh warning signs, with a live update that Biden is going to mark the upcoming 500,000 deaths with a candle lighting ceremony. So that's where you'd put something about Cuomo, right? Lisa, I'm looking. No, it just says the GOP is upset with their trying to stop the Biden push for the COVID relief plan, which has much in it that has nothing to do with COVID relief. And it goes on to say officials are hopeful U.S. is getting close to the end of the pandemic, but there are bumps ahead. There's nothing about Cuomo. There's nothing about the New York nursing home underreporting. There is nothing that says this is at least worth an inquiry. I mean, you want to if you're going to bill yourself as a news organization, which they try, and they want to claim that they're giving facts, and they're always doing their fact-checking. Who's measuring the measuring stick? Who is measuring the measuring stick? These guys, we know what they stand for, but I'm going to continue to put it in their face every day that they continue to ignore the Cuomo story. And I'm done. I'm not done with it yet. For those of you on the left out there thinking, well, he's you're beating that to death, Larry, move on. Really? While I watch CNN continue to pound on Trump, who is gone, who's out of office, and they're still looking for a way to hurt him and anyone who might have supported him. In fact, in the next hour, we're going to talk about how you might be considered now an enemy combatant, a terrorist. But I'm not done with Cuomo yet. We'll take a break, and let's resume that part of the story. Stand by, please.
With Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo being called a liar by members of his own party. The cover of the New York Post declaring the embattled governor.
We're just not going to get some of those sound bites on. Now, that was part of a Fox News report the other day, which we had played previously, but I wanted to use it to set this up again. Now, the New York Post was quoting its top aide as saying the administration had withheld numbers. And Cuomo again saying, you know, what you have here is a conspiracy against me. It's all politics. It's conspiracy. Remember, this is the same guy that would hold his daily briefings. Everybody was praising him and loving him and having him on CNN on a constant basis, holding him up as a perfect example. This is a reasoned, rational, factual, science-based man talking about COVID compared to that Trump guy over there going deranged in the White House. And now that the truth has come out, suddenly they don't even want to talk about Cuomo. They didn't want to talk about it the other day when New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim said Cuomo threatened to ruin his career because he's speaking out about it. And Kim is another Democrat. Now, in addition to this, NBC News over the weekend tried to do a hit piece attacking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He had a coronavirus vaccination plan to prioritize senior citizens, such as Holocaust survivors and veterans. Well, NBC News kind of wrote a snarky little report saying this was a plan of distribution marked by chaos, and it's all because DeSantis was recognizing political gold in those precious doses, and he was going to ignore federal guidelines and prioritize getting senior citizens the coveted vaccine first. And even wrote this. Listen to this. When Holocaust survivors and Cuban survivors of the Bay of Pigs debacle, revered members of two other key Florida voting blocs, got their first shots, DeSantis made sure he was there for the news conference. And now the governor stands accused of using COVID-19 vaccine to reward powerful political supporters and developers. I mean, they went on and on, and they got Democrat Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz and others to come in and blast DeSantis. Easy to get that to happen. They even criticized DeSantis for boasting that a 94-year-old Korean War veteran was vaccinated because he was, quote, according to them, and they were inaccurate about it, a prominent donor to Governor DeSantis. The whole thing was all made up, but don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Don't do that. Again, if they want to do that, it's NBC could do it. But do you think they might run a story about Cuomo and his scandal in the nursing homes that actually cost lives? Do you think they might cross that bridge? The answer is not just no, but hell no. They don't want to cross that bridge. It's, to them, it's Chappaquiddick all over again. So they're going to try to stay away as far as they can. In the meantime, word is coming out that the Communist Chinese Party did a lot more than just giving us some bad information. They absolutely lied to us on some things. They absolutely lied about the pandemic. So you got Cuomo lying about the nursing home fatality numbers, and you got the Communist Chinese doing their bit. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Okay, before I get into the story about the Communist Chinese Party withholding pandemic relevant information from us, a lot of listeners are often sending me something they've seen and they want to make sure I know it. And generally, for the most part, I appreciate it. I'm not going to tell you don't send it, but for the most part, I've seen almost anything you send me. But there are times I slip up or I just don't catch it. That's a good reason sometimes. My boots-on-the-ground reporter in Chicago, Andrew, is always bringing me things to my attention that I might have overlooked. He knows the things I'm trying to find and what I am going through. But I also want to give credit now to Daryl, one of the listeners, sending me word that Illinois Governor Pritzker just signed the police reform bill. He said, in my opinion, his opinion, it's terrible for law enforcement officers and our communities. You need to know about this. This is indicative not just of Illinois, but what we're seeing happen across the nation, and look for it to escalate. What he did was sign into law today what he's calling a landmark criminal justice and reform police bill, bringing an end to cash bail in Illinois, and they say implementing new police accountability protocols. And he calls this a transformative step forward in the Illinois efforts to lead the country in dismantling systemic racism. Once again, they're going to bring that forward. This fits hand in glove with defunding police. This House Bill 3653, authored by the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus, passed by the General Assembly last month. And now, today, you have Governor Pritzker signing it. Some of it has some value. New police training policies. Okay, that might involve something worthwhile. Crisis intervention, de-escalation tactics. I'm all for doing what you can to that extent. Police accountability, that's always there. Now, what are you going to do to the next level is going to be the issue. Transparency in law enforcement. Oh, yeah? Well, how about transparency in how the criminals are doing as well? And the rights of detainees and prisoners. But again, basically going to, as they say, modernize our bail and sentencing systems. This supposedly is going to be better for public safety. Law enforcement officials obviously don't think so. The Illinois Association Chiefs of Police saying, we understand the rationale, but you need a lot more serious concern. So really what you have going on is politics as usual, but it's another blue state, Illinois, and it's replicated elsewhere. And as you would expect by the Cook County State's attorney, calling it a, quote, a step in the right direction. We will see more on that coming forward, and we will see the fallout. And unfortunately, police officers are going to be more in jeopardy. They're going to be fearful of what do I do that I might get fired on. I don't mean fired by a suspect, which certainly could happen, but just in general, I'll be attacked simply trying to do my job to the best I can. And if you think you can do so much better, for those of you out there on the left who think you can do so much better, sign up, become a police officer, go through the training, put yourself out on a dark street some night trying to stop a guy with a taillight just to say, hey, you know, and before you can get out, hey, you got a taillight out, you're cut down in gunfire. Step up and do it. And we're going to lose more good officers in the process. I'm for police accountability. Believe me, I have spent decades also investigating bad cops. But they are not the standard. They're not the norm. But that doesn't fly with the newfound left. Every cop is bad in their opinion. Oh, it doesn't make any difference, your color or your gender. All right, let me turn to the attention I told you I'd talk about. That's how the Epoch Times is saying that it has some internal documents that were leaked to it that show the Chinese Communist regime has a large amount of data on influenza and other diseases that have symptoms similar to COVID-19 but did not give it to the outside world. Now, the key here is that the internal documents involved disease control and health departments in China in 2019 and 2020 and not letting the information get out to the public. They gave some influenza surveillance data before 2019 from just one children's hospital and one general hospital. That's not enough. We know that they had other stuff. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported the 12th of this month. I told you about that. One member of the Australian World Health Organization expert team, who's also an Australian infectious disease expert, said when our expert team conducted an investigation into the source of the epidemic, the Chinese Communists refused to give us raw data of 170-plus COVID-19 patients in the early stages of the outbreak, would not give it to us. So they were withholding that information. And another piece of information involves, apparently, how China reported 234 cases with an incidence rate of 40 per 100,000, which was a major increase over what they had been reporting. And yet they were withholding that information. And apparently during 3 months, September 2019 through December 2019, four outbreaks of fever in clusters, one involved an adenovirus outbreak, one caused by parainfluenza. The other two had no common respiratory pathogens detected, according to the documents here. All that means is that there was an epidemic of all kinds circulating through that part of China, and they knew it, and they did not give the information to the World Health Organization. And they withheld the information later. They did not give information as it was happening. They did not give details after it was over. They only gave out what they wanted. And when it came to actually looking inside the Chinese labs to see what was done and how it was done, one world health expert had to admit, we never got to go inside the lab. I'm sorry, did you hear me? The world health expert said, we were sent there to look at these labs. We spent 2 weeks being, quote, quarantined, 2 weeks in meetings, and then we were not allowed to go in the labs. Our report, the official World Health Organization report, is founded upon what the Chinese Communist Party wanted to tell them. That was it. That was it. They were not going to give them any additional information, and they were simply to take the word of the Chinese Communist Party. And the World Health Organization was more than quick to do so. You do remember, I know you know, Donald Trump pulled us out of the World Health Organization. So we're cutting off the money. We're not going to take part in it. You're basically making our nation and the world at risk. You're putting us at risk because you're not giving us valid information as the World Health Organization should be doing. What you are doing in effect is simply turning around, repeating the lies provided by the Chinese Communist Party. Is that saving anyone? Nope. And, of course, here come the leftists with their coronavirus bill that they think will make things right in our nation. And they want to get back into the World Health Organization and spend money on it, spend money on that, then turn around and spend this money on a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican, Louisiana, said less than 10% of that bill, less than 10%, is directed at health-related items. And he says it's simply a national disgrace and admittedly is just a issue being pushed by the far left. He said, you look at the biggest item, $350 billion to bail out the failed states. They want to bail out the failed states. That's like California and New York. They were in trouble before COVID. And now they're trying to use this as, this is a reason we need more dollars, more federal dollars. Right. And they want to use this as a reason to raise the minimum wage to $15 minimum wage. What does that have to do with COVID relief? And for the small businesses already dying on the vine, as he points out, they're going to have a harder time coming back if you're going to mandate a $15 minimum wage. And he also points out, when it comes to the schools, the education, he said, there's nothing here that really helps the schools safely reopen. He said the damage is long-term to the children in this country. Millions of kids, when only 40% are back in the classroom learning every day, are missing out. And $100 billion going to the schools, not to reopen. 95% of that money can't even be spent until 2022. So you're going to wait until 2022 to actually have your kid back in school? Again, it has nothing to do with the COVID relief. But what the mainstream media, the state-controlled media, likes to do all the time is find something they can mock an attack on the right, such as, oh, I don't know, Senator Cruz and his poodle. Give me a break. That story coming up.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So you have Judge Garland, Merrick Garland, undergoing grilling by senators, grilling only in the sense coming from the Republicans as he faces the nomination process to become the Attorney General under Biden. And some of the questions from the Republicans obviously raise some legitimate issues, but he's doing his best to do the dance around them. Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, flat out asked Garland, Judge Garland, do you believe biological men should compete in female sports? What was Garland's response? This is a very difficult societal question. Let me repeat it for you. This is a very difficult societal question. And Kennedy says, I know, but you're going to be Attorney General. I don't know what response he ended up getting. I just caught a little snippet of that. But this whole issue of what's going on when it comes to girls' sports, be they in high school or college, they're not helping. They're not helping women. They're not helping the Title IX process or what was intended. Title IX came forward to make sure girls' sports got protection and they could get money just like the boys' sports did. I raised two girls. They were involved in sports, some in reference to school, some outside school. They weren't working on a scholarship, either one of them, for it. But there are girls who are, and it's critical to them. It's critical for them, their future, their education, their family. But now you're going to allow biologically born men to undergo, quote, transgender changes and then compete with them. What chance does a girl have going forward, getting a scholarship? I saw a picture the other day. I believe it's I want to say Santa Clara, California. I could be wrong about that. But it was some small school, college, public county college, something like that. And the girls' team was getting a big boost. That team was doing pretty good because they now had a guy who is now a girl on the team, and he stands 6'6" or better, 200-plus pounds. The girls are all around, you know, maybe 5'11", maybe 6", but they're nowhere near that weight, and this is a brute standing out there. I don't know how good she is on shooting baskets, but they can sure knock a player down. Anyone going to stand up and defend women at this point? I'm surprised the feminists aren't just absolutely going raging wild. But see, this is the division inside the left. They're beginning to see they turn and eat their own. So then you had this incident with Texas Senator Cruz the other day, going down to Cancun with his daughters while the state of Texas is freezing. And people are dying, and 4 million-plus homes were without power. That means more than 4 million people, because that's just a utility meter when we say 4 million without power. How many are in that home would vary from 1 to maybe 4, 7. It was not a good decision, and I think he recognized it. His daughters wanted to get out. They were on spring break, so he said, well, we'll take you down there, and he flew down with them. But they had actually planned on doing that over spring break before the cold hit anyway. But what happened, a New York reporter decided to go check out Cruz's home in the neighborhood. See, folks that were still living in his neighborhood didn't have power, how they were suffering. And in the process, saw a poodle inside the doorway, the glass doorway at Cruz's home. Went up to inquire about it. Got a picture of it. The poodle had not been abandoned. A guard watching over the home was there watching over the poodle. But it was enough for the mainstream media, state-controlled media, to do a whiplash and pivot to something that would be damaging for Cruz, Republicans in general. Started giving him the title Flying Ted, Cancun Cruz. But as one Twitter said, why don't they give Andrew Cuomo a clever nickname like the Governor Reaper or something? Because while they were all doing this, while they were focusing on Flying Ted and Cancun Cruz on the liberal network, and Cruz had acknowledged probably it was probably not good optics, so he went back anyway. He couldn't have changed anything by being there. He could still be told what was going on. But aside from that, he decided to go back, let his family enjoy their vacation. But have they done anything since on Cuomo? Nope, they have not. They absolutely turned their back on a story that is right in front of them that involved actual deaths on an order by a governor. And they continue to ignore it, even though the Cuomo administration reportedly, under investigation by the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office, because they covered up the true number of COVID nursing home deaths. Neither one got great headlines. If you want to do the cruise, CNN, sure, go ahead and do it. Fair game. But you can't be fair enough to also deal with Cuomo, can you? No, that's asking just too much. Well, coming up, we will turn our attention to how, if you are a Trump supporter, even a GOP supporter, you are considered an enemy combatant, a terrorist. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.